You're saying that surveillance technology is designed for a military battlefield and has no place in American cities. And the host of Dancing with the Stars, not happy that former White House Press Chief Sean Spicer will be a contestant on the upcoming season, Tom Bergeron, hosting the ABC show, saying that he was hoping it would be free of divisive bookings from party affiliations. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former New England Patriot, a pretrial conference for Congress.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR, DB, 100 in Chamber Radio. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future. How they'll live.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of tech today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Welcome to Legends of Success. This weekend is Father's Day, and to honor dear old Dad, we present an interview with one of television's most beloved fathers. Dick Van Patten is an actor, businessman, and animal welfare advocate, but he is remembered most as Tom Bradford, the patriarch of the 1970s television show Eight is Enough. Dick passed away shortly after Father's Day in 2015. He was 86. We had the opportunity to talk and joke with him about his incredible career, about fatherhood, and about dog food. A Father's Day tribute to a great dad on television and in real life. A great actor and a wonderful man. Dick Van Patten.
A legend of success. This is the weather forecast from weather.com. Sunshine and few clouds, high around 55.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Tonight,
each week, John presents the most original success stories in America, passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
5-day forecast, Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 56.
And welcome to today's edition on Legends of Success. America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's most successful entrepreneurs and acclaimed individuals. People who share with you their strategies of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and thanks again for sharing part of your day with us. Well, folks, today's guest clearly possesses a number of the common threads we see in our Legends of Success. First of all, Dick Van Patten never slows down. Measured by almost any standard, he has had more of a consistent career in the entertainment business than 99% of all of his peers. And one of the most notable roles was starring in the TV series Eight is Enough. But his career spans way beyond that to literally hundreds of television, film roles, appearances, and ever since he was a young child actor, he has not slowed down. Well, today we're going to get a behind-the-scenes story of what his life has been like and what is he up to today. He's got some new things going on. Let's welcome today's guest, Dick Van Patten. Dick, welcome to Legends of Success.
Oh, thank you, John. It's a great show. I listen to it all the time. I really
welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HuntersChamberRadio.com. I have my guests in the house.
That's obvious. And
House, Debbie O'Connor, and Susie Levine. These three ladies are incredible. I already did the spell a rumor article about them and what they're doing up there in Highbridge.
There's some rumors coming out of Hollywood that
the story
you've actually been
of the contenders,
times
the Huntington Huskies. Looking forward to having them in.
You're right.
Pleasure to have them here. Let's talk to them and find out what it's all about. How are you doing today, Debbie?
What happened was I started as a child actor.
My pleasure. W.
O'Connor,
welcome.
And when I was 7 years old, you had to be seven to be on stage.
All right, we got our three girls here. So let's get down to business. I got tons of things to talk to you guys about.
And then my stage mother.
Believe it or not, just a little time to do it. So let's just do some quick introductions. Who are you and what is it exactly that you do as far as the contenders?
Agents and producers. She's got a lot of doors slammed in the face. And she finally got me into a Broadway show. In 1936, I played Debbie
O'Connor
Douglas' son in a play called Tapestry and Gray. And then I just went from one play to another as a kid actor.
My name is Susan Lee, and I'm the cheer coordinator for
And I've been going strong ever since.
All right, so,
I've been very,
this is
very
a new
lucky.
Day job, right?
But then,
I've not even close.
Okay.
Yeah.
In 1989,
I imagine it is.
Yes.
And, being
the
fall,
John
I imagine
Davidson
you're doing a lot
show.
More now
than
the other
talk show.
The other times.
Well,
what
I was
do
on
you
the show, and they broke for lunch, and I happened to sit next to the drummer, one of the guys in the band, the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And we started to talk, and he told me that he rescues dogs and cats. And I said, oh, gee, I love animals, too. I've always tried to rescue animals.
I help out
when I was a kid, I wanted to own a pet shop. And I had a whole menagerie in my house. Every week I would buy a different pet. I had horned toads. In those days, you could buy baby alligators. Legal. I don't think it's legal anymore. But I had every kind of a, I had a whole room full of
My son coaching. Was the first contender's
in that,
that
way. So he said,
that's
well,
how it all began.
The, during all right, the conversation, what a fluke this was when I think about it. He said, well, I think that they should have a holistic dog food. And in 1989, there was nothing like that. And so I said, well, I play tennis with this woman veterinarian. I'll mention it to her tomorrow.
So,
the next day I saw, I met this guy
Debbie
on the John
O'Connor
Davidson
was
show, and he was thinking that there should be a holistic health food for dogs and cats.
Involved.
Now, do they have to chant
to
eat it?
In this? How did this all start?
No, but anyway, her eyes lit up. She said, that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
She said, I could make up a formula where there's no byproducts, no corn, no soy, no white rice, just health food. And so anyway, she did. And it was not easy to get it on the market back in 1989, but we finally got it in L.A., and it did well, and then it went up to Seattle and San Diego. Now, of course, we're all over the world. And then Petco got a hold of us, and they put us in, they tried us out in 25 of their stores, and it did real well, and now we're in all of their 625 stores all over the country, and Canada and Mexico, everywhere. But it's going through the roof.
That's fabulous.
Now, let me tell you,
other than that,
all those years I heard my competitors saying our food is so good you can eat it.
Okay.
But I knew that wasn't true.
And,
you can't eat dog food. It's not made in a human plant. It's made in a plant where they just make pet food. It's not USDA inspected meat. So I figured, why don't I come up with a food that you really can eat, you know? And so we make this food in a plant where they make human food. And it's called
The New City Ram? where are the New City Ram?
In New City, New York.
You can eat it with your dog.
Well, I've got a picture of you with a ladle and a bowl sharing a little snack with a pooch.
That's right, football. And it's very, very good. It's the best
this
food. Food.
I got to tell you, Debbie, I wasn't sure whether Debbie O'Connor was coming or not. When I learned that you were coming and that you were going to talk about football,
we have four different brands.
I love it.
So I want to hear how you got involved in coaching.
And we have the hobo chicken, and we have the chicken dumplings, and then we have the Irish stew.
You know, you ought to call the Chinese takeout Mr. Chow.
Oh, yeah, right, Chow.
We'll take it from you. But this is great. So the rumor is true. You actually have been spotted eating the dog food.
Yeah, I was on the Jimmy Kimmel show, and Jimmy Kimmel ate it on the show, and he loved it. He was really good. It's very good. There's nothing bad with it.
Well,
you know, there's more... There's more added minerals and vitamins in dog food.
The reason
there is
I laugh,
food.
And people have to understand. No, it's not, it has nothing to do with.
Now, I imagine when you're taking this much process to do a product like this, I mean, this has got to be a high-end
Debbie
product.
House
this is not for your everyday
has a tendency
dog buyer,
to withhold information.
Am I correct, Dick?
Well, it
and
is
it's
a
starting
more
to show up obvious in this conversation.
3 ounces more. See, cans of dog food.
There really is
I think it's fabulous.
And you know, we're going to talk more about this project, how well you're doing, where it's found. We actually had Brian Devine on. What a great guy.
He's a baseball fanatic.
Well, I know. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, I got to know Brian fairly well, and I'm not blowing smoke here. He is not easy to convince to put a product on his shelf, because I know of other manufacturers of different kinds of products.
So I was a little
panicked. I can't get through to this guy. He's tough.
We've proven to him that the product is good.
So I did
they tested us in 25 stores.
Well,
and if it didn't do well, then believe me, you wouldn't be happy.
Well, no question. My last count, I dug up, you're in 650 of their stores. That's doing
650.
Yeah, and you know some folks, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking to the legendary Dick Van Patten. Here's a guy that started out as a childhood actor. He had a mom that said, this is your goal. We're not going to stop until you're successful.
And what a life
you've had. Dick, do you ever remember a time in your life that you weren't working in the entertainment business? Can you recall a time?
I've been very, very lucky. I've never stopped working. I think I've probably done more acting jobs than any other actor. I really mean that, because I've done 7 TV series, you know. Not to say this enough, I did 6 series before 8
Oh, sure, sure.
And all those plays, and I've done 35 feature films, about 40 feature films now.
How to spike a ball and do a dance and end
exactly,
exactly
right.
Touchdown.
That's exactly right.
Hello.
That's
what we're talking about. And I know there's a lot of wonderful talent.
Susie, how'd you get involved?
My guess is Debbie didn't tell you. Not only have you been lucky,
we're going to go over some of those specifically.
Right.
We have listeners that tune in to hear how did the Dick Van
Pattens
or the Estee Lauder family, how do they start out? What makes them different? What do you do? We're going
to
find that out because, let's face it, Dick Van Patten, folks, is worth more. Like I said, in the 90s, 99% of all of his peers. When we get back, we're going
to
find out exactly what has he done that's different. Obviously, he's got tenacity. And after all these years, what does it take to launch a business and get a new product on the shelf? He's got lots of behind-the-scenes secrets. We'll ask him about his friends Mel Brooks and Dick Van Dyke and more, all on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Stick around. We'll be back with more of Dick Van Patten right after this.
Take a quick break, ladies, and we're going to come right back with more of
the
Morning Hunter.
Hi, this is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to my dad, John Resnick.
Right after this.
On Legends of Success.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you.
Don't
just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America.
I'm your host,
when we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Are you tired of
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm, providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Pat Smith.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today.
100. All right, we're back. I have the Hunter and Husky contenders, both the cheerleading and the football coaches here. Looking forward to more conversation. Now, before we went to break, we talked about the idea coming to you and how Debbie House completely blindsided the two of you on making sure that you would be involved. But after, you know, it's one thing to have the idea. It's another thing to say, what do I need to do to get everybody else involved? You know, you can't have a team without getting players, and you can't have players.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Our exclusive guest today is Dick Van Patten, probably one of the most consistent workers in the history of the entertainment business. And Dick, I went back. There's a website I used to research called IMDb. I think it's Internet Movie Database. It gives the histories. I came up with hundreds of things. If you count your series and how many times you've been on, it went forever. But I want to go back to the beginning. You're a household name, easily recognizable. Let's go back to Queens. Tell us how it all began. What was life like growing up? Tell me about your family.
All right. I was born in Richfield, Queens, which was about 25 minutes on the subway to Manhattan.
At the time, he was the president of the Huskies.
And my mother loved it. My mother and father loved the theater. They went to a play in 1928 called Showboat on Broadway. And they fell in love with the theater. They loved that show. And then even though they didn't have a lot of money, every Friday night, they would take the subway over to New York and see a different Broadway. Broadway show, you know, and they loved it. My mother was stage struck, and so when I was born, she wanted to get me into the theater, but you had to be 7 years old to be on the stage, so she did the next best thing. She took me over to John Robert College. I was a cute-looking kid, good-looking, you know.
I just thought it was a really good idea.
I became a child model from the time I was four, and as soon as I was seven, then she knew that, you know, it was okay to get me on Broadway. She took me over to Broadway, the casting director. Directors and agents and producers, and she got a lot of doors slammed in her face. But she finally got me. Melvin Douglas, who was a big movie star in those days, was coming to Broadway to do a Broadway play, and they had to find a big, like, little kid that looked a little like Melvin Douglas. He was very blonde, and so was I. And so I read at the Schubert Theater, but I didn't know how to read at 7 years old. They had to tell me what the lines were, and then I just sort of repeated them. And I got the job. There were about 100 kids there, and I got the job. And that was the first play, and then ever as soon as that show closed, I'd go into another play, and I never stopped.
She said you owe it
all to my mother. You know, it's a funny thing, John. They say the word stage, by the way, it's a dirty word, like, oh, what a horrible thing, you're an aggressive stage mother. But actually, it's not. If a woman works and slaves to make her son a doctor or a lawyer, they say, oh, what a wonderful woman. But if they do the same thing to make their kid an actor, they say, oh, stage mother, you know, like, it's a terrible thing. Now, if there is, let me explain, there are some stage mothers that push their kids into it, and the kids don't really want to do it.
Sure.
Of course, that's wrong. But most kids love it. It was a great life. I traveled all over the country.
People coming to us looking for it. We just thought it was
great discipline,
a great idea.
And my parents were very smart. They told me you're only as popular as the show that you're in. So don't ever let it go to your head. Don't think that you're above anybody else.
But at the same time, Dick, it wasn't very easy because, you know, I've done some research back here, and, you know, your mom supposedly was such a strong-willed. I mean, it's, I guess in a good sense, but it must have wreaked havoc on home life, and I think that kind of even caused some kind of a rift at home. Am I correct?
Yeah, my mother and father did get divorced. And the reason was, this is what the family says anyway, that she devoted so much attention to me and to my sister Joyce. Joyce is also an actress. She's on that show now, Desperate Housewives. She plays one of the mothers on that. Joyce Van Patten. She's younger than me. But she paid so much attention to me and to my sister that I think my father saw that it was so neglected and just married and got divorced and married somebody else, you know.
Sure.
But he loved the theater, too. But I guess that's part of a national organization.
Well, let me ask you this. How long did you have your mom until she passed away?
Oh, she died May 17th, 1976.
Really? It's my birthday, May 17th.
Well,
that's my
area.
Yeah, so the thing is, after all her hard work and there were so many different things, at least she helped share and see the reward of your success.
No, not really. She missed Tom's River.
That was the next year, wasn't it, after she died?
It was an immediate fucking place, so to speak. They had everything situated very supportive of our effort. Literally from age seven.
I know at age six you won a screen test with MGM. You went out because of a beauty contest or something, and you failed the test. Am I right?
I failed the test.
What was it like to have rejection at age six? Does it bother you?
Well, in the beginning it did, but then you toughen up.
Well,
you know, you let it roll off your back.
We cheer only at home games.
My mother used to say, that's part of the game. You know, you're going to get rejected. And always think that you're going to be rejected before you are, then it'll never hurt your feelings. You won't be
From age 7 to 21, though, Dick, you did nothing but work on Broadway. It was all Broadway until you hit 21. But my question is, do you ever feel that you missed part of a childhood because you worked so
hard? No, let me tell you, people come up to me and they say, well, you missed your childhood. You should have been out playing baseball.
Who are you playing against?
We don't play.
Believe me, I had so much more fun than those kids.
For this season,
I was traveling for trains and sleepers going to interesting places. And then there were always, lots of times, you always had to have an understudy. And some shows had a lot of kids in it, so that was always more fun when there were other kids in the show. But even if there was only one kid, you had to have an understudy. So you always had somebody to be with, another kid, you know? And I remember I played the Belasco Theater on 44th Street in New York when I was 10 years old.
And I was exploring backstage, and I found a secret elevator.
I never told anybody this. It doesn't have too much to do with what we're talking about. I'm just trying to show you how much more fun a kid actor could have.
The fact that they were actually out of the
elevator, and I went up, and it took me up to David Belasco's apartment. He lived in the apartment over the Belasco Theater. You remember David Belasco?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I found a secret to the apartment in an elevator. I mean, things like that. And then when I played the Center Theater on Broadway, a play called The American Way, the Center Theater was at 48th Street and 6th Avenue. And then a block away,
a block up, we had some education out there that people could draw from.
And I found a secret passageway from the Center Theater underground.
Boy, talk about networking at a young age. You know, I heard Ron Howard said the other day, he had mentioned that he was asked for his autograph before he could even sign his name. I mean, was that happening to you at such a young age?
Yes, that was. But here's another thing.
You only hear about the actors that have gone bad.
You mentioned Ron Howard. Yeah. He was a child actor. Like, first year had a great life. And Shirley Temple, the same thing. She's had believe me, there's so many of them that have had wonderful lives.
Well, you know.
They don't publicize that. They only publicize the ones that have gotten into trouble.
Let me tell you, that's why I started Legends of Success, because nothing but negative stories hit the headlines in the media. And I said, it's about time we do some positive things to help other people hear from the Dick Van Pattons of the world. Now, my next question is, okay.
It was perfect.
You going through this, you know, you must have been a little upset because you and your father were supposed to be inseparable. You played tennis all the time. You guys shoveled snow to play handball in New York. So that must have upset you a little bit. Did you ever resent your mom a little bit for the divorce?
In the right place at the right time.
No, no, because my father never fell out of love with my father. And he left her.
I just never saw it. I was upset
that he left her. And I remember begging him to come back, you know.
Wow.
And she wanted him to come back. And it was very sad. And she never went out with anybody else after he left her or anything. I mean, that was her real love. But she just got so obsessed with the kids being in the theater and everything that she sort of ignored him and he met somebody else.
Well,
a lot of
these girls. Let's contrast that a little bit now. See, you've been married to what, 50 years?
Over those 3 years.
Oh, yes. It'll be 52 years.
God bless you. 52 years. You've got three sons, Nels, Jimmy, and Vince, that you're all very close with. And for a long time, I don't know if they still do. They live right down the street from you in Sherman Oaks.
What
is the secret to being in the business so much and having such a close, loving family in an industry that nothing but destruction is seen?
We thought if we got some younger girls that we could start another team if we needed to.
There's an awful lot of luck involved in it. I think I've really just been lucky, you know.
We just
Although I must say that my family has always come first before my career. I mean, the career comes second. I'm always, first.
I had my son.
In other words, I could get fired from the show. I never have been.
And
it wouldn't bother me, but if something happened in the family, that would really bother me, you know?
So you've really kept it together. And all three boys, I understand, are in the business.
Yes, well, not really.
No.
Vincent Van Patten was a child actor like me.
Right.
So was Jimmy. He worked all the time. Vincent is now doing that show, The World Poker Tour.
Oh, yeah, sure. What about Nels?
Nels teaches tennis.
To see what was going on.
In fact, right now, as we speak, I can see him. He's on the back there with some students teaching him.
Really? Now, this is okay. Now, let me ask you this. You still have a regular tennis group. We'll be back with more of Alan Alda, Christy McNichol. You guys still hanging out?
Where did you get all this information? Where did you get all this information? Every Sunday, Gene Wilder, Alan Alda, Mel Brooks, and Carl Reiner come over and play tennis here. That's right.
Yeah, well, we...
How did you know that? How did you do it?
Well, it's just our job. We like our guests, so we do a little bit of research. But thank you. That's what I wanted to hear. We try to get thorough.
That is very thorough. Anyway, Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner have been very good to me.
You know, and...
I've been in four films for Mel Brooks.
And we're going to take a real quick break, because one of the questions I want to ask you when we get back, I want to hear you give us a funny anecdote no one's ever heard about Mel Brooks, because I love that guy. And Carl Reiner, we want to hear some of the behind-the-scenes stories. Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Van Patten is our exclusive guest on Legends of Success. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, this is Dr. David Watson, headmaster at Community School of Naples in Naples, Florida, and you're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Including the bugging of German Chancellor Angela Merkel's phone.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The once huge Democratic field for the White House has grown smaller in recent hours as Washington State Governor Jay Inslee has announced he's dropping out of the 2020 fray. Also, John Hickenlooper, the former Colorado governor, has announced he's leaving the presidential race to officially run for U.S. Senate. The Danish Prime Minister is still expressing shock over President Trump's abrupt cancellation of a scheduled state visit to Denmark next month. But Mette Frederiksen says she's hoping this will not affect relations between the two countries.
This does not change the character of our good relations. And we will, of course, from Denmark, continue our ongoing dialogue with the U.S.
Reports are Trump canceled the trip after Denmark refused to consider selling Greenland to the United States. And this is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
1-800-499-9126. With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290
America's most successful people are. Read our Forbes 400 list.
Partly cloudy on Sunday,
when you want to hear firsthand how they got there,
Monday,
listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
That's 1-800-800 Chamber Radio.
At age 16, I have it on good authority that you dated a stripper and she made you get a tattoo. I want you to say yes or no and confess to this.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, we got our
cheer and
football coaches here.
I said, no, I'm brave enough.
Contenders,
they use the real needle.
Debbie House, Debbie O'Connor,
I can't stand
and Susie
blood,
Levine.
And the blood streaming down my arm. And she doesn't hurt you.
We talked before the break about how you just got this
I thought, you know, I'd make out or something.
Nothing. Bring these kids.
Dan Patton is our exclusive guest today on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Dick, we're talking about, you've had the opportunity
community to know and be friends with.
How did you plan for this?
Some of the all-time greats like yourself, people say, there you go, John, blowing smoke again. Look, listen, we only bring on the great people.
I'm not surprised by that.
And according to the emails as well we're getting. Let's talk about Mel Brooks. This guy is a character. Do you have an anecdote you can give us about Mel Brooks and or Carl Reiner that no one's ever heard before?
Mel has been very good to me. He uses me in all his movies. And I'm with him. I have lunch with him almost every day. And he does do funny things. And he's a comedic genius. Of course, he's very upset now. He's June 6th, you know, and his wife died.
Yes, yes.
And he's not taking it easily. He's almost angry about it. He's so upset. But hey, I have lunch with him every day. And he just still does funny things. We went to dinner the other night. I don't know whether I can tell us on the radio whether you can picture it.
Okay.
He ordered a wine. He gets these very expensive wines. I don't drink, but my wife does. And he would get these very expensive wines. And then, you know, when the waiter gives it to you to test it, he would take a sip, and he would roll it around in his mouth. This was just the other night. And all of a sudden, he just let it all drool out of his mouth. He looked like he was testing it, and then all of a sudden, he just purposely, to make everybody laugh, just let all this red wine drip down his chin and everything.
What a character.
He does things like that all the time. He's a very funny man. And very smart. It's funny, you know, he's not educated. He comes from Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and he grew up. His mother was a seamstress, and his father died when his mother was a widow, young, and he had two brothers, and they all slept in one bed, and his mother slept in the living room.
Really?
And he comes from he didn't get that much of an education, but he's so smart. His mind works so quick. If I was ever in a position where I needed to have help real quick, somebody to think fast, I'd like to be with Mel Brooks. However, if I was on that show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and you can call up and ask somebody to help you, I'd like to have Carl Reiner, because he's very educated and very knowledgeable. They're both smart, but in different ways. One is very educated, and the other just has a very quick brain, you know?
Well, they've been incredible together over the years as friends and professionals.
They're wonderful.
Yeah, amazing. Well, let's talk a little bit more about Dick Van Patten here. Dick, you have, as you look around, and you know, they say, first of all, most, I don't know what the percentages, but most people that have their SAG cards, their Screen Actors Guild cards, which allows them the permission, so to speak, to be on the screen or to act, most of them aren't working. What did you do different? What have you done over the different? Yes, we realize you've got a lot of talent or you wouldn't be there, but you still had to do things that were different. Help out our listeners who are trying to make a difference in their life.
Well, it's a combination of a couple of things. As a kid actor, my mother said, don't ever turn down a job. Take it. Somebody else will get it. Why let somebody else
do
it?
So
I have that in the back of my head. I very rarely turn anything down. And the other thing is this. A lot of actors, when they get to a certain plateau, and they ask to come in and read, they always say, I don't read anymore. You know, I don't want to read for it. I've never done that. I told my agent, I'll read for anything. And every big job I've gotten, I've had to read for it.
Do you do that at all?
But I'd rather do that. I'd rather read for it. Because if you get the job without reading for it, you always worry about, am I doing it the right way? Am I doing it right? So now I know a lot of actors don't agree with me. They won't read for things. They reach that one plateau where they don't have to. But I keep reading. And I think from being a kid actor, I'm a good reader. I think that I read very well, cold.
You know,
because I grew up doing it.
I think you also have an appreciation for being an everyday person. You see, the picture we're starting to get is a guy who has kept a marriage together for over 50-some years. God bless you, okay? Because it's so difficult these days for all of us. You know, it's a challenge. Thank God I married my best friend. I love her. Not much of a challenge to keep that together. But also, you know, there's got to be some humility here, and there also has to be, I would bet, some loyalty. Now, I don't know your agent, but I'm willing to bet you've been with him for a long time.
That's right. I was with my first agent for 30 years, and then she retired, and then I had to get another agent, and I've been with this agent for 15 years.
Yeah.
So you're right. I stay with the same agent, same wife, same house, same phone number.
Yeah, well.
Everything's pretty much the same.
You make it kind of simple. It doesn't seem like your ego got out of hand, where a lot of people won't, like you're saying, they won't even go to read parts.
I saw the video.
Let's talk about again. We're going to swing back in. There's so much to cover. You've been an entrepreneur. I understand you're involved in real estate. Do you still have Patent Place, the apartment?
And I did notice that.
Yes. I can't believe who gave you all this information. I'm really up to date on it. I have two. When I was doing Eight Is Enough, people said, you know, you better invest your money in something. So I bought a couple of apartment buildings, and it's wonderful. They're really good. And I got all the tenants are in there at a very moderate price, so I never had have a vacancy, never raise their rents.
She's running that show and running it beautifully.
Are you a nice landlord?
Part of what I'm doing is to make sure she's got all the resources and the tools that she needs.
How about as a father? You've been real easy, or you've been a tough father?
So we get to watch from the sidelines and make sure they have the uniforms, they have the music that they need, that they have the
facility access that they need to practice in. And so it was just a dream to watch him take those mats his first few years and see how they get to pull all that together.
Thank God they look like the mother, right?
It's such a successful, beautiful way.
My wife was a Jew talent dancer on the Jackie Gleason show. You probably know that.
I just do all that work behind the scenes.
As a matter of fact, when we get back, we got about a minute and a half, and I know the story is a little bit longer than we're going to take up. Your childhood sweetheart, you're 14, she was 12, you had a crush, and then she got away from you.
Yeah, I went to each other in the 7th and 8th grade.
Yeah, well, we get back for this upcoming break. I want to talk about that because then you missed her. She escaped you for a while, didn't she?
That's right. You're absolutely right.
Unbelievable. Well, Dick, a lot of the things that you've done, you know, you've carved out a career. You really have turned down very few offers. Is that correct? In other words,
if they offer me a job, I usually take it. I'm lucky to get it.
You were telling us a little bit about
I love the humility. It's just incredible. And I'm not just going to say, well, you don't see that in the industry, but it's true. You don't see it that often. I've never.
Some of them, my best friends, are in the business. They're wonderful, but there are some that take themselves a little too seriously.
Yeah. And we get back, we're going to find out the story. It's a cute little anecdote about how Dick Van Patten met his wife. He had a crush on her. He's 14, she's 12, and then all of a sudden they re-met again later on in life. We're going to talk about how do you launch a new product. He's got his Dick Van Patten's Natural Balance Eatable for dogs. And all I can say, if you're around the kitchen table, stick around. Bon appetit. We'll be back right after this. This is Legends of Success.
So it's like that. And do your budget. And you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough.
Also too, with learning,
you know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Freestyle. You're listening to WHCRDB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of players
building a business.
One business at a not all of them want to do or go through the hard work.
Advancing
Hunterdon
is an ever sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success.
What I marvel at what you just talked about
is that wants to get engaged,
the kids on your team want to just do any little bit that emulates
info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCRDB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com.
Who else
brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Who else do we want to give pats on the back to here?
Did you know that
I have three junior coaches, my daughter Carly, Jenna Susara, and Tina Linney. Jenna and Tina are seniors at North High School. And plus, I have the backing of all those parents, as Deb does too. Those parents are amazing.
Family to family, a 12-week course for families.
Yeah, same with me. I have two junior coaches, Chris Lincoln and Bryce Busby, that are both
both freshmen in high school, two assistant coaches that are actually from my son's school, Athene and PPAC, Felicia Grace
another
and Kristen Barone,
we offer is basics,
and parents were always on hand, amazing, and then my own children would come and participate as well.
We also have a monthly support
so we were never shorthanded on people wanting to
please
help.
Call Mommy
that's
Hunter
awesome. So everybody recognizes this is a positive, and they're all tripping in. I got to take another break, ladies. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a few minutes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Z coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com, the video offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Hunterdon, New Jersey. Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through vitamin C, wake-up call, and chamber change. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The one million and 200,000 women and men of Burberry have accomplished extraordinary things. They have helped people grow food in communities around the world. They've taught millions of people to read. They've brought community to villages, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling
childhood
disease.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical
planet.
Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families
each of those
for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists.
Find out what
Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle
learn
of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical
Rotary,
Center's Physician Referral
Motion.
Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
A college education, you don't have to...
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The once huge Democratic field for the White House has grown smaller in recent hours as Washington State Governor Jay Inslee has announced he is dropping out of the 2020 fray. Also, John Hickenlooper, the former Colorado governor, has announced he's leaving the presidential race to officially run
for U.S. Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Debbie House, Debbie O'Connor, Susan Levine,
cancellation of a scheduled
talking about
visit
the Hunterdon Husky
next
contenders,
month.
Cheerleading, and
says
football.
She's hoping this will now, not affect relations between
the
two countries.
Yeah, a 2013
this
season.
Does
the cheerleaders
change,
are still going on.
The
Debbie, what's the schedule
and
like?
And we will, of course, from Denmark, continue our ongoing dialogue with the U.S.
Reports are Trump canceled the trip after Denmark refused to consider selling Greenland to the United States. This is USA Radio News.
And then we go on to our...
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job.
So this is...
You were well aware of the consequences of driving.
I saw
drunk.
A video of
but one thing's
mm-hmm.
for sure. You were wrong when you said
it
was
about
no
that video
big deal.
Real quick, cause
drive sober.
I noticed
get pulled over.
It was about
this message
five or eight
by
girls
NHTSA.
In the front, and then I saw
now
a
you
group
can fly anywhere in the world
on
and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight
we
today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Labor Department says 209,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 12,000 fewer than the week before, and less than the expected 219,000 economists had predicted. An update from the nation's Attorney General William Barr on the investigation into the death of Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted sex offender and millionaire found dead in a New York City jail cell recently, apparently of suicide.
We're moving
expeditiously, and I think soon I'll be in a position to report to Congress and the public the results.
Wow.
I will say that, as I said before, we have found serious irregularities at the center. But at the same time, I have seen nothing that undercuts the findings of the medical examiner that this was a suicide. And how we learn
and what we get out of that, that have surrounded the circumstances of Epstein's death.
Interact
and this
with
is USA Radio News.
One of the best moments
to
in
thank
our organization.
You for helping this build my pillow into this the big the company that it's drink. Become.
Wow.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and his CEO, has created the new radio listener special. Go to mypillow.com, click on the new radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular my pillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets.
They just
lots of savings there.
Bring so much
mypillow.com,
joy and happiness.
Promo code USA and save on
who
everything on the
them.
Website.
New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy will not declare a state of emergency because of lead levels in Newark's water.
They know what
reports
life is
are
about.
Murphy has set additional testing to determine
to
whether
them.
Filters are working
so
correctly.
For the times that
will
you're
probably
with them,
take weeks. About 20 homes a day are now being tested.
Away without a smile
the
on your
mayor
face.
Of Newark has taken heat from residents and groups who say the city has been slow to address that problem. The ACLU of Maryland is opposing the possible return
most of
a
us are running around like chickens with
a
head
would help
off,
spot crime
crazy,
in Baltimore.
The
an ACLU statement calling the program a privacy nightmare come
stories,
to life.
And that's the reason the story
the
came up in my show was
people
because
to wear
I want people to,
a GPS tracker whenever they leave home.
What's going on?
The ACLU says the city has a terrible history of racism
for granted,
and a lack of accountability
of
so by police.
To hear these types of stories and to hear about the parents
mass surveillance is used.
It's just a remarkable
executive director Dana Vickers Shelley saying the surveillance technology is designed for a military battlefield
what's
and has no
you've
place
done
in
the
American
cheerleading
cities.
For 3 years.
And the host
you've
of Dancing with the Stars is not happy that
one
former
year.
White House
heard Debbie
Chief Sean
got other things
cooked
up that nobody even knows about.
I can't say.
No,
I'm just kidding.
So we'll pry her right now, see if there's going to be another.
Thank you for that.
To be free of divisive bookings
what else
from party affiliations.
What's on the plans? What else have you guys
and
got
for USA Radio News.
You might be looking for.
I'm Chris Barnes.
I think for us, for the contender cheerleaders, I'd like to
you're listening to WHCRDB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by
the
Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle
like to,
of care,
like
we
game.
Offer
like
coordinated
to
care for your entire family,
point,
led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC. Or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And hopefully have a bigger squad.
Yep, and then hopefully we can, if we need to, we can meet.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A 21-year-old trainee for the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, lucky to be alive, after he was shot while standing in a parking lot of the County Sheriff's Department. It happened yesterday afternoon, a gunshot fired from a four-story building in his bulletproof vest. They're still hunting for the possible sniper who shot him. Time to get out your scorecards to keep track of the 2020 Democratic presidential race, as Washington Governor Jay Inslee has now announced he's dropping out of it. That announcement came hours after someone who had been in the race announced.
I'm John Hickenlooper, candidate for the United States Senate.
That's former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, who dropped out earlier this week after his White House run never caught fire. It was expected he might try to challenge Republican Senator Cory Gardner instead. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks
Person.
When you decided
what's
to drive drunk. There could be a crash.
A time
people
now.
Could get hurt
what's
or killed.
Successful
but that didn't stop you,
so
did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose
I,
your
honestly,
job.
I think it was
you were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build my pillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new radio listener special. go to mypillow.com,
like
click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular My Pillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets. Lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
It's just
former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh reportedly considering challenging President Trump in a Republican primary. There are multiple reports that Walsh might declare he's running as early as this weekend. He was a one-term member of Congress and has been a conservative radio host since. Former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford rumored to be considering running as well. Dancing with the Stars host Tom Bergeron making it clear he's not pleased that producers have booked former White House press chief Sean Spicer as a contestant on the new season of Dancing with the Stars, which will begin next month on ABC. Bergeron saying on Twitter he's been urging producers to stop making divisive bookings. Spicer says,
I'm looking forward to getting away from politics for a while, a couple hours every week.
They're a combination of the whole season.
They're unreal.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A 21-year-old trainee for the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, lucky to be alive, after he was shot while standing in a parking lot of the County Sheriff's Department. It happened yesterday afternoon. A gunshot fired from a four-story building hit his bulletproof vest. They're still hunting for the possible sniper who shot him. Time to get out your scorecards to keep track of the 2020 Democratic presidential race, as Washington Governor Jay Inslee has now announced he's dropping out of it. That announcement came hours after someone who had been in the race announced,
I'm John Hickenlooper, candidate for United States Senate.
That's former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, who dropped out earlier this week. After his White House run never caught fire, it was expected he might try to challenge Republican Senator Cory Gardner instead. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh reportedly considering challenging President Trump in a Republican primary. There are multiple reports that Walsh might declare he's running as early as this weekend. He was a one-term member of Congress and has been a conservative radio host since. The former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford rumored to be considering running as well. Dancing with the Stars host Tom Bergeron making it clear he's not pleased that producers have booked former White House press chief Sean Spicer as a contestant on the new season of Dancing with the Stars, which will begin next month on ABC. Bergeron saying on Twitter he's been urging producers to stop making divisive bookings. Spicer says,
I'm looking forward to getting away from politics for a while, a couple hours every week, and hopefully entertaining a lot of folks and not embarrassing my family and my daughter.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NFL great John Elway is disclosing that he was diagnosed with a progressive medical condition 15 years ago that leads to a serious hand disability. Though it can be corrected by simple surgery, he told NBC's Today Show that he became unable to pick up or hold a football because of Dupuytren contracture, also known as Viking's disease. He said it forces the fingers in towards the hand. And while doctors had recommended surgery, he said he'd had enough of those surgical procedures during his playing career, so he opted not to get it. He says there are treatments, though, that he did do over the past couple of years that have helped his situation. He's now become a paid spokesman for the company that provided the treatment. Major League Baseball has given its players a warning, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
They're saying that players should be careful if they're using over-the-counter sexual enhancers. It could result in a suspension. The league says the over-the-counter products may contain some...
...radio host since. The former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford...
...advising players who need medical attention to contact licensed physicians. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Good morning. Just before 11 o'clock, it's 82 degrees in Flemington, and the forecast for today is mostly sunny with a high of 90. Showers and thunderstorms are likely before 2 a.m., and then showers and thunderstorms between 2 and 3, and after 3.
Today?
Yeah, in the morning.
Put your headphones on so you make sure you can hear me. Can you, please? Just for 1 second, while we're still in the weather.
I can hear you.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. The people must get paid by the sentence. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain.
So wait, is there thunderstorms today?
No, likely before 2 a.m.
That's tomorrow.
And then between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. Then a chance after 3 a.m.
I don't want to know what's happening while I'm asleep. They should just...
Okay.
During sleeping hours, they don't have to be that specific.
All right, well, there's a chance of showers tomorrow morning before 8 a.m., and then a chance between 8 and 2 p.m. And then mostly sunny, and the humidity will clear out, and it will be a high of 80. And Saturday and Sunday look like to be early fall weather, mostly sunny with a high of 79, and mostly sunny with a high of 77. Perfect for Jean's birthday.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Interesting, Jennifer. I can see your computer screen. You have a picture of Bruce Springsteen's Magic album, but that song isn't from this album.
Complain to you, too.
But that's not... This is misinformation.
But I thought... It wasn't misinformation until you announced it.
See, I think we're... Something just clicked in and out. Do I have the bag microphone again?
I can hear you.
Something just, like, clicked. Put 3 and 4 on together.
I can hear you.
Terrific. I feel like I'm being interviewed because I just signed the number one draft choice or something. Yeah, I thought for sure you were going to play Girls in December Clothes when I saw that album cover. I was positive. We got Blinded by the Light, an early Bruce Springsteen classic that went number one, but not for him, but for Man for Man's Earth Band. Interestingly enough, Bruce didn't get his own number one until... did he ever get a number one? It wasn't until then. Maybe Dancing in the Dark or something. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, where all things Bruce Springsteen happen. Starring Jennifer Woodbury and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, summer is winding down, but don't worry, there's a lot to look forward to at HCL this fall. Entries are being accepted for the annual HCL Amateur Photography Show, a Hunterdon County tradition for the past 30 years. Jennifer says, life is not a fairy tale. If you lose your shoe at midnight, you're drunk. Discounts with your library card, the Adult Summer Reading Club Party, upcoming concerts and speakers, and much more on today's Library Show.
Well, I'm shocked to learn that Bruce Springsteen has never had a number one single in America or in the UK.
Isn't that amazing?
Streets of Philadelphia reached number two on the British charts, and Dancing in the Dark hit number two.